The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It started as a whisper until you screamed it at the top of your lungs. We gained momentum. You made us unstoppable. We had a vision for change. You made it a revolution. We told you we are the future, until you told us the future is now.
We are NXT!
Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of the NXT Cast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Simi. How are you, Miss Simi?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Trying to stay virus-free here in the ongoing saga. You know, trying to keep my sanity with these political commercials, this us versus them theme that, you know, seems to be playing out this year for the presidential election. So, you know, just trying to keep my energy on a good, even keel, not get too worked up about, like, so
everything.
Black people having rights and not getting killed by the police. So we to them now, huh?
Right. It's like, that's a political statement.
Right.
Civil rights. Human rights are like, oh God, it's a debate. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry that I'm going to die.
Right. Exactly. So if you're on the side of, you know, fair and quality and justice and all that stuff, you're part of the them. Very interesting.
It's like those posters, like, this is the future liberals want to see. And it's like fucking two dudes kissing. I'm like, yeah, cool. I want for everybody to be able to hold hands in public without getting bashed. Yeah, duh, bitch. Like, what are you thinking? Are you a comic book villain? Like, fucking relax. What's wrong with you?
So, other than that, though, everything's been going well. Please check out all the shows here on the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can find this particular podcast through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is subscribe to the WrestleCast feed. You can find that by subscribing to the WrestleCast-CSPN. Look for the logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign, and you will be subscribed to NXT Cast each and every week. So we start off this week's show with the match that I was looking forward to the most, the match I thought might even be the main event, but they were like, no, we need to start off hot. So Io Shirai takes on Shotzi Blackheart.
Ooh, attire.
Yes. And you know what I'm thinking? I'm not thinking clearly. I'm forgetting that this is a war. So if you got a match that people have been talking about all week, then here lately their formula is, well, we just gonna give it to them right off the break. We're not gonna let them wait an hour and 45 minutes to get here, because
I know
somebody may be watching that other show until know, this particular match pops up. So
they're like, we're gonna give it to you right away.
Io survives the cattle mutilation, and then she gets going and she hits the 619. She hits a missile drop kick, but Shotzi kicks out and hits a super hurricane rana for her own near fall. Io avoids an apron code red and hits a sick German suplex to Shotzi on the apron. Oh, it looked like Shotzi really hurt herself there.
Yeah, it really did. I was like, oh no.
We get some the corner knees. Io runs at Shotzi and gives her the double knees in the corner. And then she goes up top. And Shotzi catches all of Io's knees in the chest when she does the moonsault. And Io Shirai gets the win over Shotzi Blackheart.
Woo, what a good freaking match. I already knew it was going to be a good match from last week when Io was like, don't make me hurt you. But then I don't know if you saw that promo that that Shotzi did. Homegirl freaking stapled her chest, was like, hurt me. I was just like, bitch, are you out of your mind? Oh, you are crazy, and I love you. And this did not disappoint. Woo! It was hard hitting. It was high flying. That moonsault still made me nervous because I was just like, ooh, that could have been so bad.
Yeah, because Io was a little farther out than she usually likes to be.
Right. I was just like, oh, you needed to just like put her like a couple of inches forward. That made me nervous, but it was still such an awesome match. I was like, I want to see them fight for the title. Let this be like Io's like kind of like a long feud with them.
Right.
Because it was so good.
Io Shirai was whooping her ass during the commercial.
Yeah, she was.
Good. Woo! God, she was.
Right.
She was giving her a whooping.
That picture in picture, I had to squint to see it, but I had to see ass. I saw it.
It's announced that next week there will be a number one contenders battle royal to find Io's next opponent at the next takeover. That's going to be on October 4th.
Yeah.
So it looked like
Mercedes.
Yeah, it looked like it was Rhea Ripley, Candice, Tegan, Xia Li, Caden Carter, Casey Catanzaro, Dakota, Raquel, and there might have been one more person in there that I'm missing.
Aaliyah?
Yeah, Aaliyah. There you go.
Yeah.
So those nine women are going to have a number one contenders battle royal match next week.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Desmond Troy, a.k.a. Desmond DeJournier, is facing Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa is aggressive from the start, though he does get rolled up for a two count. Ciampa does the slingshot apron gimmick, but into the turnbuckle this week, he follows that up with the Widow's Bell. And Tommaso Ciampa gets the win.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sure. I don't know. I feel like he's like not. I don't know if it's like kind of like the shine wore off or something, but I'm just like.
He doesn't have a story right now. That's all it is.
Right. I'm like, what are you? You're just out here just beating up poor Jake Atlas, who was just trying to do his job.
Well, I think what was supposed to happen was he was supposed to probably come for Karrion Kross.
Oh yeah, because he got attacked.
Yeah, but with Karrion Kross getting hurt, then they probably had to change what they were going to do with him.
And I'm like, you could probably go to the main roster now. They're not like doing all this traveling, but you'll probably get lost in the sauce there too.
Right.
So I was just like, meh, I guess, sure.
After the match, Ciampa goes to use a chair, but Jake Atlas shows up to interrupt. He says he could attack Tommaso Ciampa from behind, but he's not a coward. He knows Ciampa is dangerous because he's been at the top of the food chain, but now it's his turn to eat. So he challenges Tommaso Ciampa to a match next week.
That's right, Jake. You win your sparkly jacket. Love you.
We hear from Finn Balor, who talks about being champion 4 years apart and how NXT is different. He says he no longer needs the brand. He made NXT, and the brand now needs him. He says there'll be no more of those promo tours and sell the brand and be the brand. He says he is the brand. So he says since he holds the NXT title, it's the most important title in all of WWE, and they run through all the champions from Walter to Drew McIntyre to Roman. He says people need to fight to get a shot, and the queue starts right here.
That's right. You talk your shit, Finn. You can't do the promo tours because of the COVID, but I understand the sentiment anyway.
He is talking
loved it.
Mad shit here, man.
And I loved it. He was like, I am the brand. Like, I don't need to do shit because it's me. This is my shit. So just, like, get in line. I like the, basically, if you want this title, it's not going to be I deserve it. No. You got to fight and beat somebody else to get here. I was like, yes, that's right.
I like how they use the old clips of him.
Yeah.
To contrast his new demeanor, his new character, how, you know, they showed him the
like smiling.
Looking like really young. And now that he's, you know, he's wearing that beard, he's scruffy a little bit. He's a heel. He looks a lot older and a lot rougher now.
Yeah.
So I thought that contrast was really cool.
Loved it. I'm like, yes, on your grown man shit. You better give me older man. Loved it.
Austin Theory comes out to cut a promo about how he's a future Hall of Famer. He says Bronson Reed won on a fluke, and he issues an open challenge to prove it. So Kushida answers the open challenge. No music, no fanfare. He just comes out to the ring and proceeds to start whooping on Austin Theory. Kushida hits the cartwheel dropkick and a handspring dropkick, sending Theory to the outside. Theory hits his arm on the post, and Kushida hits a single arm DDT on the outside. He stomps on Theory's face and then applies the hoverboard lock to get the win. Kushida refuses to break the hold at first, but eventually does.
I like this new aggressive Kushida. He was like, we're not doing this fanfare. It's not this Back to the Future stuff. No. I'm going to come in, and I'm going to try to break your arm. Try to get out of it. You can't. Got to tap.
I guess Kushida is being the consciousness of the internet wrestling community. because the last two people he's taken out have been people who have fell out of favor for their misdeeds.
For the pedophilic behavior.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say it for you.
Everybody's been like, okay, Kushida, get that get right? back.
Better be our Avenger.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like this Kushida as well. You know, no nonsense, just coming out there, handling his business, being real aggressive. That's a good look for him.
I like it.
Candice LeRae cuts a promo from home saying that Tegan Knox was ungrateful. Johnny shows up beside her, furious that their TV was busted. He says he hadn't gone downstairs all week. He says there's still spaghetti everywhere. He says,
that's nasty. You ain't clean.
He says, he's like, right now, I'm online looking for the best TV I can find. And we're going to send Tegan the bill. He's like, aha, that's right. Found it. He's like, 100-inch plasma 3K TV. It's going to be like looking at the freaking sun. Candice says she'll win the Battle Royal, and Johnny calls the guys in tonight's main event fraud. He's like, can you believe we're up here? Gotta watch this low-def TV in the guest room. He's like, man, now we gotta put up with watching. Wait, I forgot what he called Timothy Thatcher and Priest. He gave him names. He's like, but at least it's not an HD.
We'll be like, looking into the freaking sun. She looked so annoyed. I was like, you didn't clean your house, guys. So you just got ants running around trying to eat up your spaghetti. That's rude. Hire a cleaning lady and send Tegan the bill. That's what you do. That's what I would do.
Breezango versus Imperium. NXT Tag Team Championship match. Fabian Aichner hits a released German suplex but can't score the pin. Tornado DDT by Fandango opens the door for tag to Tyler Breeze. Both teams make the tag, and Breeze nearly eats the European bomb, but the move is broken up. Breeze counters the Doomsday Device position into a victory roll, and Breezango retains the NXT Tag Team titles.
That's right. Because if they didn't retain, Uso helped me. I would have been so mad. Imperium M&A bitter bitch energy. Out here, didn't want to let them have their full interest, just bitter as fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They came out as the fashion police, and they actually, Imperium didn't do their normal entrance. They, instead of stopping at the top of the ramp and doing that little, you know, arm behind the bat thing, they just ran straight out and started the match. So that was a good change of pace for them. This was a low key banger right here.
Yeah, it was. It was so good.
I like the formula that they kind of been using lately, where Breezango gets the beat down and then Tyler Breeze comes in and gets the hot tag and does the comeback. That seems to be working really good for them right now.
Yeah, because like Fandango is so good at selling. Like sometimes when he sells his injuries, I'm like, Fandango, is this real? Is this real? This better not be real. You get hurt a lot. Fandango, get up. I'm holding you back.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with people like Sasha and Fandango, people who have a injury history, they tend to play on your emotions like that. Like, I can't discern if they really hurt or it's just TV, but good job. You know what? This match made me want to see a FTR versus Imperium match.
Fun because they're both like that old school, like let's just like wrestle on the ground shit.
Right.
That'd be fun.
In a fun little match, I didn't even know I needed until I saw it. Jesse Kamea and Xia Li. Welcome back,
Xia. Yeah, right?
Versus KC Squared, Casey Cantazaro, and Caden Carter. They got to come up with
Team Ninja.
They got to come up with something better than that.
Listen, that's what they said.
I'm calling them KC Squared until there's something different comes about. They actually had like a cool little Titantron and stuff, so they're like an official tag team now. So it looks like they're gonna try to.
Their gear was kind of matching.
Right.
Caden looked hella good. I was like, hello, thighs. Hi. What's up? You look great.
Better watch out. Moted underscore what? Reese is going to be sending you some tweets about talking about his boo like that.
Do it. I'm not scared of you. My boo now.
Tag team continuity that we talked about between Cantaro and Carter. Casey up over the top rope into the cover, hook of both legs, and an early near fall this matchup. Cover again, hook of both legs one more time. Another near fall, but man, you talk about tag team tandem offense. Casey Cantaro and Carter have been putting it on display, but that display shut down. What a clothesline by Kamea. Tagging comes Xia.
Xia on the move to try to neutralize Casey Cantaro.
Xia in control, and Cantaro in the wrong part of town. Oh, nice ledge chop. Right across the sternum, and Xia Li right back in. And these that aggressive knees, that striking ability, Pat, that we hinted earlier, and what a spinning kick to the midsection. Li into the cover, inside leg is hooked. Cantaro able to kick out. Man, trying to hold on. Cantaro able to get to her feet. Got her right foot up to Cantaro. Rock Kamea. No one there for Kamea into the top turnbuckle. And Cantaro finds her way to Carter. Tag was made. In comes Xia Li. And how we started is how we currently stand. Carter and Li slugging it out. And Carter going strike for strike back with Xia Li.
Xia Li doing her best to defend herself. Carter's on fire.
Carter is like a whirlwind in there. This is Lucha Strong style.
That drop kick caught perfectly. Carter trying to follow up. Goes in, goes through, roll through. And oh, short scissor super kick. Kamea. She gets a super kick as well. Caden Carter turning into a one-woman wrecking crew. Tagging in Cantaro. Kick followed up. Look at that unique pinning combination, and it pays off.
Here are your winners, the team of Caden Carter and Casey Cantaro.
Beth, in your WWE Hall of Fame career, have you ever seen a team use a pinning combination like that?
So good. I really like that like little ending move that they did. I'm like, oh, that's really dope. Mm-hmm. They have really cool like tag team moves, like the double kick that they did and all that stuff. I'm like, ooh, I like this. They gel really well together.
Yeah. Like I said, looks like they're officially, you know, linking up to be a tag team. So they definitely need to come up with a much better tag team name than Team Ninja. So what would be some suggestions for a proper tag team name that you would have for Casey and Caden?
I gotta think about it. I gotta see.
Until further notice, I'm calling them KC Squared.
Yeah.
Well, after the match, Casey and Caden want to fist bump their opponents to show a sign of respect. But Xia Li ain't having none of that. She walks off angrily, and Jessica May is like, oh, well, if my partner's leaving, I guess I'm leaving too.
Don't turn her. We don't have enough baby faces. You can't just turn them all into heels or tweeners. You can't. We need to have some baby faces, please.
Backstage, Drake Maverick is happy to finally find Killian Dane, his partner for tonight. Killian Dane basically tells him that he should go out there by himself. Tegan Knox.
What is his problem?
He don't want to be associated with Drake Maverick.
God.
He just don't rock with him. I mean, you know, they may have similar accents, but it's just something about Drake Maverick that Killian Dane don't like.
Drake Maverick don't learn from nothing. Maybe that's it.
Tegan Knox speaks from home, saying that she hasn't changed, even if Candace thinks she has. The Candace that she knew wouldn't sit back and listen to her husband complain about a $200 TV that she broke just to watch himself lose. She says she's going to win the Battle Royal, and this time everything will be different against Io Shirai. Mm. Do you like her little
terrible friend, Tegan?
Do you like her little gaming setup she was sitting in front of?
That's cool, but still. Just because you have one aspect of you that I kind of enjoy doesn't make up for the other one.
This was the first time I ever heard her do a promo. And it was like, I remember what Johnny Gargano said last week, where it's like, I can barely understand what you're saying. And I was like, right. Yeah, her accent is pretty thick.
I mean, it's not the thickest. It's, she mumbles. So I'm just like, I don't enunciate, baby. I need you to just pronounce your words. Because it's not even, because I'm used to people with thick accents. I'm African, so it's fine. I'm used to a whole bunch of different accents. I can usually understand, like, a majority of people, even if their accent is super thick. But she just mumbles. She doesn't enunciate. That's not great.
So now we have our tag team match, Drake Maverick and Killian Dane versus the Undisputed Era. It's Bobby Fish and Roderick Strong representing the Undisputed Era tonight.
Yeah, well, they're the heel part of the Undisputed Era, I guess.
Drake Maverick comes out, and he's expecting Killian Dane to follow him up, but he does not, so it basically is a handicap match. And Killian Dane is just sitting in the back amongst the referees and some other people just kind of having a good time watching Drake Maverick get his ass whipped. When William Regal comes up to Killian Dane and tells him to go out there and do his job. So Killian Dane arrives. He puts Drake Maverick back in the ring and tells him he just needs to handle his business by himself and he's going to walk away. Well, Roderick Strong makes a mistake of calling Dane a name, causing Killian Dane to turn around. The Undisputed Era throw Drake Maverick into Killian Dane, but he like sidesteps Drake Maverick. So Drake Maverick just falls down on the ramp. Inside, yep. Killian Dane starts reeling off shots on both members of the Undisputed Era until Bobby Fish hits him across the back with the steel chair for a disqualification. Well, Drake stops Bobby from using the chair again, and they send Undisputed Era packing. Drake shouts to Killian that they're a team, and he kind of shoves Killian Dane a little bit, like, hey, that's my buddy right there, leading to Killian Dane knocking him out once again.
Yep. Why don't you learn from nothing, Drake? This is three times now. Three times. I'm don't feel sorry for you anymore because you. What are you doing? What are you doing? This is no. He knocks you out twice, two times. He lets you come out here by yourself, and then he has to be forced to come out here. We're a team. You're not a team. You're not, Drake. You're not. And now you know better. No, he doesn't know better because next week he's gonna do the same shit again. I promise.
During the break, Jake Atlas is being interviewed walking through the parking lot about challenging Tommaso Ciampa, who of course jumps in from behind. This is the NXT parking lot. What else do we expect?
I mean, security, guys. Where is it?
Surprisingly, Kyle O'Reilly comes over to stop it. He says, come on, man. For God's sakes, you're going to wrestle next week. This is a freaking parking lot. Save it for next week.
Right? And I'm like, you're a face now? Because I'm like, Kyle, I remember many a time you don't jump people in the parking lot now. You jump them in the parking lot, in the back, I guess. I'm like, so you're a face now? I guess? Or maybe he was just tired. He's like, I'm tired of the brawls. I'm tired of the parking lot brawls. We're just trying to park. Somebody got ran into my car last week. I'm tired of it. This is a parking lot. This is no room for your shenanigans.
Yeah,
maybe he was just tired.
It's a weird transition for Undisputed Era. I mean, they've done everything they can do.
Yeah.
In NXT, basically. So, I don't know. It's like you said, Kyle and Adam Cole are kind of looking babyfacious right now, and Ryan and Bobby Fish are still holding down the heel side. So, I guess they'll figure something out here in the next couple of weeks.
I guess.
Kind of clear that up for everybody.
Yeah. I don't want them to break up, though. I like them together. Right. Even though it's probably time, but I like them together.
William Regal is here. He says that there are 5 deserving contenders for NXT title shot. He announces a brand new match he calls the Gauntlet Eliminator. He says 2 men will start, and every 4 minutes, someone new will enter. He says eliminations can only happen by pinfall or submission, and the last man standing will get a title shot against Finn Balor on the next NXT TakeOver.
That's going to be fun.
Hopefully my man Cameron Grimes is in
there. Oh, I missed him.
Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks since we've seen him. Oh, Cameron.
I made his little loud ass. I missed him.
Main event of the evening time, Damian Priest versus Timothy Thatcher for the NXT North American Championship. Thatcher wants the Damian Priest. Oh, yeah, the new gear. Go ahead.
Woo!
Kind of Shawn Michaels-like.
This little chain. Yes. I'm like with this chain, little whatever, these little peekaboo at your thighs. Hello. I was here for it. I enjoyed it. I'm like, ooh, you look so good. The brown against the white. It was great. Chef's kiss, as they say.
Timothy Thatcher wants the Fujiwara armbar, but Damian Priest is blocking it. He succeeds at blocking the Fujiwara armbar, and they're back to exchanging strikes. Thatcher catches a kick. He eats a slap, but he goes for a submission. Priest blocks, but still ends up in a half crab. Priest gets out of the half crab, but then ends up in the Fujiwara armbar. Priest uses his long legs to get to the ropes. Then he hits a jumping flatliner and a sit-out chokeslam to get a 2 count. Damian Priest then goes up top and he hits a spinning heel kick. He follows that up with the Reckoning to retain the NXT North American Championship.
This was a really good match. And sidebar, Timothy Thatcher from Sacramento.
See?
I could have sworn. I was like, you and somebody's United Kingdom. That's I swore.
Well, he spent a lot of his time. He got a lot of his recognition from being in Evolve, which was a European wrestling company.
Oh, okay. Because I was just like, Sacramento. And I'm like, oh, wait. He really don't have no accent. Oh, I could have sworn he was English, Irish, somebody European. This is a really good match. Yeah. I enjoyed this.
Timothy Thatcher, just like we talked about on a dark match, which you can find over on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN. He's similar to FTR, where he makes everybody slow down and have a really good match with him.
Yeah. It was really good. I was like, oh, shit. This is really, really, really good. I enjoyed this match. Also, another banger.
Yeah. Yeah. So, strong episode of NXT this week. Io Shirai and Shotzi Blackheart was my favorite part of the night.
Yes.
That a whole lot. And then this main event was really good as well. Setting up, getting things lined up for the next takeover. So those big matches next week for number one contenders should be a lot of fun. Hopefully we get some new blood in the mix, you know, contending for the title. Tell some different stories than what we have been for the past few months. But I'm excited. I don't think they announced the 5 people who are going to be in that men's match. I mean, they were just showing like various people, but they never put like the graphic up like these are the 5 guys. So I guess we'll kind of figure out next week once they start the match. But some things to look forward to next week. I wonder how Jake Atlas is going to do against Tommaso Ciampa, and if Kyle O'Reilly, if that's going to lead to a Kyle O'Reilly Tommaso Ciampa match, then you might get that interesting Ciampa that you've been missing here lately.
Hopefully. Because I'm just like,
Hopefully they're trying to establish NXT Women's Tag Team Division where
I hope so.
Nia and Shayna can have someone to kind of come over and defend the titles against because it's been a while since, you know, Bayley and Sasha first came to NXT and defended the titles on that show. Since these titles are, you know, universal through all 3 brands, major brands. So it'd be cool to see Nia and Shayna come back down to NXT for a night. To have a match with someone.
That'd be fun. I want that to happen because, yo, Kaden and Casey, they were so good. I really liked it. That was, like, my second favorite match, like, after Io and Shotzi, because it just kind of, like, came out of nowhere. Because I was just like, oh, okay, this will be cute. And then I was like, oh, shit. So I really like that. This was a really, like, it was a good, solid episode of NXT.
Right.
Not
right.
quite the Wang Dang Doodle, but a Wang Dang.
Right.
Anyway.
I mean, like, you know, you and I, we watch AEW first, and AEW was a 10 on a 10 scale this week. So
yeah, it was
coming into it. I was like, man, NXT is right. gonna have to pull out some craziness to beat it this week. But yeah, I mean, they had a solid show. There's nothing wrong with this show.
Right.
It was good TV. I mean,
it was a good show.
They've had those two Tuesdays back to back that were pretty good shows.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were kind of due for just a good, okay show.
Now I'm back on my schedule.
Well, hold on.
Oh, no.
Next, I think that's next Wednesday. They're going to have, but this works for you, though. They're going to have a late night Dynamite. So the NBA game is going to come on. Then they're going to do the Inside the NBA, and probably about 12 o'clock, they're going to have like an hour version of Dynamite.
At 12? Yeah. All right, I guess I'm off the next day, so it's fine. Yeah, what is this late night Dynamite thing of my Bob? Is that what that is?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Because I was just like, what is this?
Yeah, Brandi Rhodes is going to go against Anna Jay. There's a couple of other more matches lined up for that too, but yeah, so they've been kind of promoting that the past couple of days over there for Dynamite. But strong NXT card this week, so definitely go out of your way and check that out as well. So at this time, Ms. Simi, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous.
Shout out to Damian Priest's new gear again. Big fan. I enjoy. Keep going with that. Shout out to you, Don, as always. Shout out to the CSPN family. Shout out to Miss Didi Jonet and Jace the Mags and Mo and Quan and everyone over here. It's always fun talking wrestling. And also, shout out to the people in the hashtag. Your commentary are great, even though if I can't watch it live because I'm trying not to spoil myself, I always go back and read your commentary because it's always fun.
I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Simi for joining me once again for the NXT cast and also the Dark Match. So please, if you're not subscribed to the Dark Match over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN, please support the podcast by becoming a patron, getting our paid content over on the Patreon page where we talk about AEW Dynamite and also random candid conversations throughout all the shows here on the WrestleCast Network. So please check out The Dark Match on the Patreon page. I'd like to give a shout out to Miss J to the Max, Mo to the underscore Reese, Mr. Anwar Starwin, all the ladies of the Forever Young cast, all the WrestleBays, all the members of the Glow, everybody who shows up in the hashtags each and every week. We definitely appreciate you guys sharing your commentary with color with us. Makes watching the shows a lot of fun, especially on the night where it's not so interesting. Monday Night Raw sometimes. please support the CSPN by shopping with our sponsors. Go to the website, cspn.us. Click on the tab that says Keep Our Sponsors Free. When that tab drops down, just click on one of those sponsors, do some shopping with that sponsor, and some of your purchase will come back to help keep the WrestleCast free each and every week for your enjoyment. So for my co-host, Miss Simi, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. This has been the NXT cast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye, see you on the hashtag.
Anders, if you want to tell yourself that I've changed to make yourself feel better, then do what you've got to do, go right ahead. Because at the end of the day, I know I'm the one that hasn't changed. The kind of story that I knew wouldn't watch your best friend get put through a table by someone else. And the kind of story that I knew certainly wouldn't listen to her husband's constant complaining and whining about a $200 TV that she broke just so he can watch himself lose every week. look, Candice, you wanted a lackey to do your dirty work and I just wanted my friend back. But neither of those happened. Just like you winning the Battle Royal next week isn't gonna happen. Because I think that's gonna be me. But my favorite part about winning is gonna see the look on the little Pooksie's face when I'm crowned the number one contender for the NXT Women's Championship. And Io, this time, everything is different.